This week, President Bush is expected to lift tariffs he imposed against foreign steel 20 months ago. Those tariffs were ordered by the White House to protect the struggling domestic steel industry, but they angered U.S. trading partners, who've threatened to retaliate against everything from Florida fruit to Harley-Davidsons. The tariffs were widely viewed as political from the start, and now their removal could have political ramifications as well. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
This was the president in March of last year, the day he imposed big tariffs of up to 30% against foreign steel.
I decided that imports were severely affecting our industry, an important industry, had a negative impact, and therefore provide temporary relief so that the industry could restructure itself. That's exactly what the World Trade Organization allows for.
It was good news for U.S. steelmakers and for their workers, but the tariffs sparked immediate protests from around the world. Mr. Bush was accused of pandering to voters in battleground states such as Ohio and Pennsylvania. And just last month, the World Trade Organization ruled the Bush steel tariffs illegal. For the record, the president's spokesman says Mr. Bush has yet to make up his mind about lifting the tariffs, but an announcement to that effect could come by week's end, with the president hoping to avoid a December 10th deadline imposed by the WTO and with billions of dollars in retaliatory tariffs set to follow soon thereafter. Initially, the steel tariffs were to last for 3 years, expiring in 2005. Political analysts expect the president to argue that in the intervening months, the steel industry has taken steps to restructure and modernize, and that the tariffs have indeed helped. But Herb Asher, a political scientist at Ohio State University, notes that the industry disagrees. Steel companies claim they need more time.
I'd be curious to see what the spin will be, but I think the spin may be actually that continuing the tariffs would be more harmful than getting rid of them. So I think what they'll probably try to say here is that we bought some time, the tariffs did some good, but we're now at the stage where we'd be better off without them.
Asher says the White House seems ready to cut its losses and put the entire episode behind it. The administration certainly doesn't want a trade war. The European Union has already signaled its intention to target U.S. industries in states important to President Bush in next year's election, including Florida citrus products, textiles from North and South Carolina, and steel from the same states these tariffs were initially supposed to protect. So the tariff issue might conceivably cost as many jobs and as many votes as it gained. Still, many U.S. companies, manufacturers, which are suddenly paying more for steel products, will be happy to see the tariffs go. Louis Leibowitz is an attorney who has been lobbying on behalf of something called the Consuming Industries Trade Action Coalition.
Extending the tariffs will only make that situation worse, and I think that's why most commentators around the country who look at all of the aspects of this issue have urged the president to terminate the tariffs immediately, and that's our position.
It's been described as a lose-lose situation for the president. In ending the tariffs, he'll get no goodwill from organizations like the Trade Action Coalition, while those who like the tariffs will be upset when they go. Right now, the speculation centers less on whether than on when the president will act. He chose not to make any direct comments on the subject while traveling in the Detroit area today. Tomorrow, the president travels to a fundraiser in Pittsburgh, the symbolic heart of the steel industry. But it doesn't seem likely he'll make the announcement there either, especially given that one of the chairmen of the Bush-Cheney fundraising luncheon there is one Tom Usher, who also happens to be the chairman of U.S. Steel, a company which very much wants the tariffs to remain in place. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.